Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Here Be Monsters presentation of an on-air ancestor ceremony celebrating impact. One little thing I would like to say is all of our participants, please, mind your mic. You provided the other's drum solo during the opening here, so mind your mic, folks. We have quite a group with us this evening, and Imbolc is a new fire ceremony, St. Bridget's Day abroad. It's a celebration calling the return of the sun, and it falls between the winter solstice and the sluggishness of winter and the spring equinox. It's about purification and cleansing at a time of really, really great potential. We honor the returning sun. And as I said, the goddess Bridget is honored today by so many too, always honoring the goddess. So Ra, you want to take over?
Okay, yeah, I will just, if we were all in person, I would just wink at people or nudge them, but right now I'm going to just call their names. So, Mike, do you want to start with our circle cast, please?
Sure. With the love of the mother and the power of the three, I cast this circle. The circle is cast and unbroken. So mote it be.
And Rick, do you want to, let's do the quarters. So Rick will start, and then Nick, then Lynn, and then Mike.
The fiery sun from the east, we welcome you.
Welcome.
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 And I call in the spirit of the south, the watchtowers of the south, the spirit realm, the place of the noonday sun. I call upon Archangel Michael to guard and protect us, and Saint Germain, who brings the violet flame to assist us in our change. I thank the guardians of fire and the south for joining us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Lynn?
Powers of the West and the energies of water, we welcome you here to our sacred rites tonight. We ask that you wash away all baneful energy from our circle tonight and bless us with the healing energy of your cool, refreshing waters. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Call upon the watchtowers of the North, representative of Earth. The earth that is our mother and gives us light. I welcome all of these with our undertaking. I welcome the watchtowers of the north. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So our quarters are with us. Now we'll have the invocations for the goddess, the god, the ancestor god, and for our ancestors. Nick, you want to start?
Sure. So, being embolic, I call upon the goddess Bridget, who also comes with her two sisters of the cards that I picked of the goddess guidance, Cordelia, a fairy goddess of the spring, and Ostara, also a goddess of the spring. So, they're all working together, Bridget being a triple goddess, goddess of inspiration, goddess of smithcraft, and goddess of healing. So we thank you all for coming with us and for heralding this time of light and spring and renewal. Bless it be.
We call to the Lord of the Earth, God of the wild places, God of the soil and of the green and growing thing. We call to the Lord who joins with the lady when the spring rains come. Take away our hurts, take away our fears, take away our anxieties. Allow them to all be swallowed up by the very earth that is you. Join us in our circle tonight as we purify ourselves and cast away that which we no longer wish to carry with us. Let us feel your presence in our rites. Hail and welcome.
Hello. You know, I think that we lost Chief Nana. I think his call dropped it, and he hasn't called back in. So,
Okay, well then,
it would go
Rick,
to Rick.
You want to go ahead and call in the ancestors then?
Absolutely. I call upon our great ancestors and noble teachers, our deepest earth strength, and our greatest river of life. We thank you for the bridges you have built and the wisdom you have carved from the living tree of knowledge. We are grateful for your many blessings and your life-sustaining gifts, your kisses and your uplifted arms. We look back, back, and back along your path, and we are guided by your lamps and fed of the many seeds you have planted. I call upon you, our ancient mothers of whose very heart tissue our lives are grown. I call upon you, our ancient fathers from whose blessings we flow into this world. We call on your knowledge. We call upon you caring as we float on your tears, soar on your laughter, and fly to our tomorrows on your dreams. You have been gentle with us as we call on your strength. You have been fierce for our safety, and we swear by the many gifts you have bestowed on us that we will tread gently on the earth and lift up wisdom as light and our flesh as the bread to nourish the future. I pledge my life to my brothers and sisters in your powerful name. I pledge my arms to my brothers and sisters as you have uplifted us. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Thank you. Would everybody check their phone, please? There's a lot of background noise coming through. And now it's time for Gwen to lead us in a meditation.
Well, we do have Nana back on the line, so he can do the ancestor God now, if he will.
Okay.
Nana, are you?
Yes, I am. We are Egum, Egum, our ancestor God. The Yoruba tradition of Ifa teaches us that the ancestors are Egum.
We're losing him.
Yep.
We're losing him. Oh, Lordy.
He's still with us in spirit.
He is, and he's still alive. He hasn't been dropped, so maybe he'll come back in.
He said he had to run to find a place that would be quiet. So wherever he is, he doesn't have a good spot for a call. I think that's the problem.
I'm picturing him hiding under a stairwell or in a closet somewhere.
Exactly, like we've been known to do.
He's probably out amongst the palm trees, but anyway, would you like
to? Well, my sympathies are slightly less.
Yeah, really. Well, why don't we go ahead and have the meditation? And if he comes back, then he can go ahead with the ancestor God invocation.
Okay. Now, what I've done is I've set a scene, but it's a more of a prayer as I go into it. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Imbolc is a moment to pause with our Earth Mother, cleansing the sluggish winter and looking towards the sun's return. This is a time of huge potential. Draw deep breath in, and as you do, fill it with light of clearing and cleansing. Feel brightness and purity fill your body. Breathe in and cleanse with pure light. Breathe out and cast aside the doubt and darkness and stress. Breathe in and fill with a zest returning of the days of the sun, a zest in the returning days of the sun. Release with a calming grace. Go within and find your special or your favorite place in nature's community. Afloat on the sea, in a meadow, walking a dense forest on a mountain trail. Go to that place, sitting on the rock, observing vast green, or looking out across deep azure waters, or simply the chair on your back porch. Find your inner gateway into nature and oneness with our mother. Keep yourself there as we talk with the ancestors, with spirit, and with Mother Earth. Talk to Mother Earth. Make a commitment to her. Summon the ancestors and declare it before them. Make a commitment to the community and to your own self and strengthening your commitment. Rise in the mornings and orchestrate the sunrise as often as you can. Walk with the Earth Mother. Step outside to follow the moonrise. Greet the goddess and reflect in her phases, connective to the cycles of plenty and allowance of emptiness to be filled again. Heal with her, the companion of the sun, the God presence who invites us to renewal every sunrise. Make the circle as often as you can. Call on the elements. Ask them ask them to make themselves your friend, your voice, your heart and healing our Earth Mother. Call them beneath the stars filling the night, or under the rays of the sun or the spires of rain in the daylight. Speak your heart and allow their voices to fill you. Take time to bring gifts of gladness, of healing, of gratitude and plenty. Work with your energies. Work with your light. Work with your healing. Work with your magic. Listen. Listen to Mother, to Father, to Sister and Brother Spirit, who are our companions of hope, inspiration, dedication, and final clarity. Your divine self will come into your presence and walk your talk with you with greater ease. We are all related. The goddess is present in us. The old God asks for fulfillment to return when the time calls. Even though without his daily arrival, we would be barren and cold. Be in your special place as often as you can these days. Truly, truly. These are the days of paradigm shift beginning, and open to all that's around you and find your peace within it. Breathe in and breathe out. Cleanse and purify and connect to your Earth Mother. So mote it be.
Wow, so mote it be.
Beautiful.
So mote it be. Very
wow.
Nice.
And I felt the roots going down, right? Nice. You guys have all been so poetic tonight. Like, wow, this is wonderful. Oh, yes. So
we have
now we're
Santa.
Going to.
Rob.
Yes.
Chief Nana back, I think.
Gwen, you've covered the ancestors so beautifully. I think that apparently I said as much as they wanted me to say at that juncture. So, so we're good.
May I ask
yes.
Nana, who did call upon, because you were getting broken up, and I would love to know who did you call upon? I would like to know.
Egon. Egon, which is the spirit of the ancestors and the nine realms supreme color.
Wonderful.
So it's called Egon in the Yoruba pantheon.
Thank
so,
you.
So we will not have that verbalized, but ancestors with us. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do our quotes and discussions about them. Because I wanted people to bring in a favorite quote that's resonating with them right now, or maybe just one that has been your favorite throughout your life. I've had so many. I love reading quotes from people. But this one seemed so apropos for this time in the world. This is from the 16th century poet, St. John of the Cross. And he says, "You might quiet the world for a second if you pray. And if you love, if you really love, our guns will wilt." And I thought that was pretty appropriate for what we're going through now. Because so many people are living in fear instead of living in love.
Yeah.
And you know, people are disremembering that we're all brothers and sisters. So that was my main quote for the night. Does somebody else have one that we can talk about? Or we can talk about this one?
I've got one.
Okay.
I carried a lot of baggage from 1968 on through to probably 2012-ish. But anyway, my favorite quote is something I read when I was about maybe 9 or 10. It was by Mark Twain. And he said, "If I meet a man that I do not like, That means I must get to know him better.
I love that.
It's like putting gravy on mashed potato. It fits.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I think you live by that because you're very friendly. You're very outgoing. I noticed that when we first met you. I think Dave would agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah. That was
more
good.
People had that attitude, then we would have a lot better world and less trauma than we do right now.
Exactly. We wouldn't be so divided.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next.
How about you, Rob?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of looking for... I have this moon calendar that I just got that doesn't go by the months. It goes by the moons. And so it has a poem at the beginning. And so I thought maybe I would read that since I'm about the goddess tonight.
Yeah.
So this is William Adlington. It says, I am she that is the natural mother of all things, mistress and governess of all the elements, the initial progeny of worlds, chief of powers divine, queen of heaven, the principle of the gods celestial, the light of the goddesses, at my will the planets of the ire, the wholesome winds of the seas, and the silence of hell be disposed. My name, my divinity, is adored throughout all the world in divers manners, in variable customs, and in many names. I thought that was beautiful. So
lovely.
It talks about the essential need of the mother. That's what, you know, it's something we should think. We all need the mother. How about you, Rick?
Yeah.
I have a bit of a poem book excerpt for you from a book called The Liber Alvel Lapis Lazuli. And let me share this with you, and I think it may bring you some visions. Then I perceive thee, O my God, sitting like a white cat upon the trellis work of the arbor, and the hum of the spinning worlds was but thy pleasure. O white cat, the sparks fly from thy fur, thou dost crackle with the splitting the worlds. I have seen more of thee in the white cat than I saw in the vision of aeons. In the boat of Ra did I travel, but I never found upon the visible universe any being like unto thee. Thou wast like a winged horse, and I raced thee through eternity against the Lord of the gods, so still we race. Thou wast like a flake of snow falling in the pine-clad wood.
Mm.
Wow, the visuals. Outstanding. I saw the sparks, I saw the snow, everything. Thank you. Yeah.
I am honored to share with my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Rick.
We did lose a caller here from the 252 area code. I hope they call back in. I'm not sure who it was.
What was the area code?
252.
I don't know. I don't think it's any, it might be somebody listening. I don't think it's anybody that was going to be in the ceremony. Lynn, do you have a quote or a poem or something?
I think we know who 252 is.
Aha.
I have something to share.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. He was blind, the man that cannot see another world. or the man plagued with strong desires, who is rich, the man whose heart is content.
I know the quote. Nana, we lost you again.
That's what I was going to say. He's lost.
Right
now,
the most beautiful part.
He's not lost, but...
He's not lost ever, but he's blessed. But
he left us.
I know the
If we run out of things, we've got
quote,
another one.
I have one myself, which I keep thinking of these days, and it goes to the moment that we're all living in, and it talks about the struggle that we are having right now, and it's the quote by Pastor Martin Niemöller, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist.
Right.
Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak. This was a quote by Pat.
Yeah, that's very powerful.
Change a few of those words around does not fit today.
Exactly.
That's right.
So that's where at this point we can't afford to just sit on the sidelines.
Exactly.
By any means.
It's a very difficult walk to be one of spirit and to walk it every day. I mean, you know, and also to be charged with keeping your kindness and forgiveness, and also standing up to the bullies. It's a challenging thing to do. And I think a lot of us may have thought 30 years ago that wouldn't be the challenge. But it has become the challenge. And yet we're capable. We're capable. We can do that. We really
do. We can do it. And we knew that things would get worse before they could get better, and we didn't know what form that would take. But I think right now, I mean, the at least for me, the main thing is to keep remembering that we're brothers and sisters. And families don't always like other family members. But they, you know, you can't forget that we are connected.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we have to live in love and hope that these people who are so blinded right now will find some kind of enlightenment, and that the rest of us will do, like Gwen was saying, step up.
Right.
Don't wait until they come for us and there's no one to defend us.
Sure, I'll do mine, then Mike, you can do your other one.
He's got another
All that is gold, I've got a sort of an in bulk one here. All that is gold does not glitter, not all that is those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither, deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadow shall spring. Renewed shall be the blade that was broken. The crownless shall again be king, which is J.R.R. Tolkien from Fellowship of the Ring.
I never heard that. I never read that. I mean, all who wander are not lost. I've heard that and loved it. I didn't know that it came from, it was Tolkien.
Yes,
wonderful.
Tolkien.
Dad,
I
have to thank you. You brought my mother home.
Aww.
And no, truly, she would remind us all our lives when we were growing up, all the glitters, little girl, is not gold.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's perfect. It is a perfect Imbolc quote, and it's certainly perfect for the time right now. It really is.
Absolutely.
You
never
know, these things aren't what they seem,
meaning.
Right?
Imbolc, and things are not what they seem, and yet, no matter how bad things get, when your roots are deep enough, they shall not freeze. When you stand strong enough, you shall not fall. And no matter how old, how beaten down you may feel, as long as you stand by your beliefs and principles and maintain them, you cannot be moved.
And there is joy in that. So
absolutely.
I just can't find it in myself to be depressed.
I'm hearing a lot of that. I had a conversation last night with a dear, dear friend who said that he had found some clarity that was fabulous, just fabulous. Amongst all of this, the clarity comes.
Yes.
You know, and it was, I thought about it the rest of the evening. It became my meditation.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. When everything is going along just so well, or we perceive it to be so well and so smoothly and all, we don't learn deep lessons that way. And I think this is a time for so much spiritual growth for all of us. I mean, it's amazing. And it might not be in the form we would have liked it, but we're going to grow a lot because of it. So... yeah.
Well, sometimes the soil needs to be thoroughly tilled before it can grow again. And one thing I can say is, I think we're in for a thorough tilling.
Lots of tilling. Lots of tilling. I think so. Well, we have systems that have been in place for years that don't work, and this is a way that we may be getting rid of them. So that will be a good. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Mike, you had another quote you said?
Yeah. This one came out of my book, one that I wrote. And it came from just listening to what everybody's saying and the things that pull people together. You can define the word music any way you want to, but I think the word music in this can apply to what I've heard tonight. With the love that everybody's putting out in the togetherness that's going on. And it goes as such. When you meet someone who makes you feel the way that music does, travel with them from note to note.
That's wonderful.
I think that applies to what we're doing. We're traveling with each other.
From note to note.
And when you put all those notes together, hopefully you have a beautiful harmony.
There we go. Symphony. Yeah. I have what goes along with that travel thing. And this is just an old African proverb. He travels fastest who travels alone. He travels farthest who travels with others.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so that might go along with that. We need each other. Yeah.
Yes, we certainly do.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. It's not the us and them. It's the we are all together.
Exactly. So every time that someone or some institution or some group of people tries to divide us, fight back. Don't let them do that.
Absolutely.
That's quite true. It's difficult these days to maintain, but it's possible. It's possible. You know, you've got to have the kindness and the empathy turned on almost to past tense. And it's all right because, you know, we've walked towards this most of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of spiritual bankruptcy, it seems. And I won't feel pity for people, because I think pity is a nasty word, a nasty emotion. But I can sympathize and feel sorry for people who are so caught up in their own greedy material world that they miss a lot by not connecting, I mean, really, on a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul base with other humans and other sentient beings.
Yes.
I mean, just everybody. The people who isolate themselves are missing so much.
You know, I have to say that basically I think I had a teacher a long time ago. He's an ancestor now. But he was one of my first teachers, Tommy Spotted Cap, and he told me there was such a thing as sacred compassion. He says that's where your empathy lies. Because if you take on pity, that's becoming the victim, too. And that's not your place. Your place is to be compassionate and to empathize and be there to stand by, but not to take it on.
Right. Well, and pity seems to have, like, if you pity someone, I think, well, to me anyway, it means that, like, I'm putting myself above them. I'm looking down. Oh, I pity you. That's different from empathizing or sympathizing.
Yeah, you're judging if you're pitiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you empathize or sympathize, you're just having heart to heart, like, feelings for them, as opposed to pity.
Right.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that any pity you feel for someone, it may be you one day. Do you want someone to feel pity for you, or do you want them to feel genuine empathy for you, to truly care about your needs and well being?
Exactly. That's it. Turn it around, put it on the other foot. Yeah. How would I feel? Do I want somebody to pity me and just, like, no.
Let's be clear, Joe, we're all human, and when we get beat up, we go into our own pity, self pity. And that's part of the cycling, you know, of learning and growing too. So if someone's listening in and wondering, and I'm saying this for myself too. I mean, she's like, get on my ass, and I'm like, oh man, why me?
I do 5-minute pity parties every day.
Okay.
And I put on my prosthesis. I walk for 10 minutes, and I'm back good again.
There you go. Well, that's it. You don't stay in that pity me mode, because however you do it, you bring yourself out of it.
Hey, get up and do something, fool.
Yeah. It's true. I find that I myself heal myself when someone reaches out to me for some reason and needs help. Being of service is often listening. It's listening to people. Because people need to be listened to. I'll tell you, I have seen something come up in all three social networks I'm on, the Twitter feed, the Facebook thing, and the Instagram. The suicide hotline, the prevention line, I've seen a copy and paste go around on all of them several times in the last month. And it struck me there's a reason for that, Gwen. And I myself reposted it in Facebook, because when people are that alone and that lost, they have to have a place to reach out. And if they see a number arbitrarily on the social feed or where have you, if they pick up the phone, the chances are that they're going to work out of that pity by allowing, or they're going to work out of that victimization. Whatever is the darkness there, by talking to someone. So it comes back around to sacred compassion and really listening, just listening to people,
mm-hmm.
and not judging.
You know, Gwen,
you've
got an excellent point there. Being a vet of a couple of the wars, I've seen more and read about more suicides of veterans than there've ever been before in history. And I can say I suffered through it because I did have people to talk to, like Davron and Ruth Ann, and folks that listened and did not judge. And it's amazing. The one that comes to mind was this Army captain, and her suicide note read, "If only I had somebody to listen to that would listen to me, but nobody listened." That was her. She was a captain. She had 3 kids. She came back from Afghanistan and was just looking for an ear, and it wasn't there.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just shame.
So thanks, Davron.
Because people aren't taught that, you know, people aren't really taught to communicate, but a large part of communication is listening.
Yeah.
And
the biggest part.
Yeah, really. Well, right, 2 ears, 1 mouth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason, I think.
I thank my brothers and sisters, my spirit walking friends who are close to me, who have listened to, and a couple of them are sitting on the line tonight with us, who've listened to me through a couple of years worth of what the fuck. and yet always, unfailingly, being a positive support, and especially spiritually, but mostly because they listen, they hear me, you know? That is friendship. That is sacred compassion.
Exactly. Sometimes people
don't. And also
don't
for
want...
those who are.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, sometimes people don't want advice necessarily. They just want,
to be heard.
Someone to hear them, to feel them.
That's true. That's true, too. But it did strike me to see that suicide hotline, and I thought, gosh, I always think of vets when I see the word suicide anymore, simply because I've read so much about it and I've heard about it from people, and it's heartbreaking. And it also makes you angry, because this is what we want to see. This is the evolution we want to see, or the ascension, if you will. We want the evolution of consciousness and heart, mind, to come to the place where we can walk away from war. And there's just so much of it out there, and you can't think too long on it because it overwhelms. But when I saw that, whenever I see the word suicide, that's what I think of, is a vet.
Well, speaking for me, I attempted it. I failed. I'm glad I failed.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm
You're
glad I failed.
You're not going anywhere.
But the thing was, the thing that irks me the most, I guess, is there are people out there that will listen. But what gets me is the people that say things like, "That sure is stupid." And you look at them and go, you know, that's one of the most personal things that anybody will ever hold on.
Oh,
and
my God.
I've actually heard people say suicide is stupid. And I look at them and go, really? Sit down and talk about that. I got a stick in my hand.
See, with a comment like that, I would say, you know, guy, there's a fine line between suicidal and homicidal. Keep it up, keep it up.
There you go, and you're about to cross it. Of course, we're the peace-loving people. But yeah, that's just... Well, anytime somebody shares that with you, I would think that they're in pain. And so we should recognize their pain.
But don't you?
Yes.
That's basically, as a shaman, that's going into the shadow self in a place and a way that most of us never get to. Can you imagine the light that shines, that brings them home, and what they're capable of in healing nature? I mean, come on, I'm a practitioner here. This is something that should be actually, you know, when someone says something like that, Mike, I'm confounded, because our lives are the warp and the woof of the universe. We have the yin, the yang. There's never a static balance. I don't think that it would be very much fun if there was. We are not made as automaton. And anyone who dives that deep into the darkness comes back with a greater clarity of the light. And that's just common sense. I don't understand anyone who would say such a thing, really. I can't.
I think that ties in well with our theme of Inbolk, of renewal, that it gets dark. It always gets dark at the cycle. And you have to know that darkness will leave and the light will come. You know, I hate to sound like a cliche, but each day is a new day, or in keeping with our quote theme, each night when I go to sleep, I die. And each morning when I wake up, I am reborn, which is Mahatma Gandhi, by the way. But it speaks very well to this issue, that in that period of darkness, when you think you're at your end, is exactly when in some ways you're at your strongest. Because just as right now, it may be dark, it may be gloomy, it may still be winter, but all we have ahead of us are lengthening days and increasing light. And when one reaches that period of depth and despair, it's important to realize that you're at the bottom of an ebb, and in time that you will cycle back to the top. So in a way, it's a time of great promise and hope, because, you know, literally sometimes things can't get worse, although of course they always can, but they will usually more often than not get better, and often dramatically better.
They will. The cycle goes around, right? So,
exactly.
The
we
circle.
Have to keep that in mind.
It's not broken. I'm wondering, Nick, you've been in New York. Have you been in the country for a few days and just back?
Yeah, I was in the country in Pennsylvania and just got back a couple days ago.
Oh, so you've been in New York while all these people have been filling the streets with energy.
Yeah, I actually walked through one on my way home with my suitcase. There was no way to get around them, so somehow I just thought a do-si-do through the crowd and actually to feel a little of the vibe. And somehow I just went right through and marched right along with them. And somebody said, oh, hello, just went through. So, but it was a great vibe. Like, they felt strong and you know, believe it or not, like, happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be together, like that community. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down in the city the day after Election Day, and they had huge protests. And yeah, there was a palpable cloud of energy. And while some of it was a little frantic, much of it was harmonious of all those people coming together and blending those notes into a cohesive song. And let me tell you, as a practitioner, and no one's doing anything with this energy, by the way, what an amazing source of free energy to tap into to do amazing things with.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are. I mean, when we were casting, when Mike was casting Circle here, I was thinking of Palm Beach International, Fort Lauderdale and Orlando, and stepping in, the ring of lights, the spider web covering the globe.
Yep.
I always do. And while that march was going on in Washington, I opened my heart up to it like mega time.
Absolutely. And what an absolutely amazing way to supplement your own energy and do something truly positive with this. many of the people who are generating this energy, you know, protesting and doing is all that they know how to do, but we, those of us who are trained, we can do something with that energy that you're raising for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of good things happening. I was very proud of a bunch of Chicago attorneys. They practically fell over themselves to get out to O'Hare to work with the people who were being detained. And I'm sure that's happening every place. You know, there's a lot. You know, people make the bad jokes about attorneys and all, but you know what? When it comes down to it, there's a lot of them that are the good guys.
Yeah, who are you going to call?
Some situations.
You know, those attorneys
have been
congregated.
Someone has to feed off the bottom of the pond, too.
Well, they're in Congress. Most of those attorneys are in Congress right now. Okay, I'll go back on
that. the bad ones. Once the bad jokes are about, yeah. Yeah.
But it is amazing that as practitioners, we are enabled to tap into this beautiful energy that is primarily people happy to be together and feeling strong and beaming with standing up for themselves and their communities. And with the, you know, most of these protesters, in their minds, they aren't just there for themselves. They are there because of their children and their children's children. And that's amazing stuff. And if we can just remember while we're seeing it live on Facebook or live on Instagram, that basically this is an energy that we can direct and flow out into that web that circles the globe and heals the mother and brings a better energy overall. And it makes a huge difference.
Oh, it does. And
is anybody feeling all the energy that I'm feeling in this circle?
I'm feeling some.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Remember, energy is energy. Even if there's a bunch of what somebody might call negative energy, we know how to turn it around. Because energy is energy. And you can do whatever with it. So even if you see on Facebook or on the TV or whatever, a bunch of people just totally going off full of hatred or something, you know, that's very energize that group. So you take that energy, use it, turn it around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one thing I feel ironic is that all of these people out protesting injustice and those things they feel are wrong are coming together harmoniously in a way that we have not seen in this country in decades. And they are generating such massive volumes of energy that energy focus by competent practitioners can do amazing things to heal the world. And so for every bad, there is a good. For every reason they're protesting, their very protests are bringing love and light to the world.
Yeah.
That's right. It's amazing.
What an opportunity.
The bickering between the factions has ceased a lot. And I've even seen some of my leftiest left friends posting, no shaming, just get together. And, you know, I'm really adamant that, you know, I stand in the street. I will not lift a hand to harm anyone. But I'll tell you what, I will absolutely stand in front of a cop who's trying to get through me to my black bloc brother who's breaking a window. Because we are all together now. We have to be all together. And it's really a wonderful thing. It's not a bad thing. This is good.
No, it is. Yeah, we knew that, you know, something was going to have to give because our system doesn't work. And we know that Trump is merely a tool. So, no, we can totally come above this. This is just such an opportunity for us all.
It is. It really
is. Somebody take that tool out and sharpen it again.
Say what?
And somebody take that tool out and sharpen it again.
Mm,
you know, when an axe gets dull, you sharpen it.
Well, I think it's probably sharp enough. But you know, I mean, a lot of channelers had said that he would be the president because we needed something to shake things up.
Regardless of your feelings, we absolutely needed a radical change. And
exactly.
If it wasn't, if you are not a fan of Trump, boy, you should have put your strength behind Bernie instead of Clinton because he would have represented that change. But either way,
Bernie would have been president now if things hadn't happened along the line. But anyway,
exactly. But
it is. So,
but we need this change. It's good.
We
good
do.
Will come up it
we
again.
Do. And we wouldn't have had
you
that
have
much
to
change.
Reap
yeah.
the field. Yeah, we wouldn't have had that much change. So one more quote about all this. And that's, we are all one, together we thrive, through strife and through fun, together alive, like moon and like sun, for peace we must strive.
Yeah.
And that is a quote by Gavin Michaels, just written 5 seconds ago.
Well, there you go.
Well, very well put.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I have one, and it's sort of... Well, it goes along with the greed and things, too. But this is from the minimalists, who are, like, some of my favorites on YouTube and online and everything. At the end of every one of their podcasts, they say, love people, use things, because the opposite never works. And
it's true.
I think that's just so great. It's, you know, things don't matter that much to us as long, you know, we have food, we have clothes, we have a roof. It's the people we need to concentrate on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We often forget, you know, how blessed we are. We really do. It's something that we really need to hold on to when it gets dim, as they say. But you find yourself, if you find yourself in darkness, that's simply because the light had to show up, you know?
Yeah, and the light always does get stronger. And it's just like, you know, by giving love, by doing a little light, things only get stronger because what's that saying about if you light a candle from another candle, the first candle doesn't get weaker. You know, you just have more light.
That's
you keep
right.
on. It keeps giving, like love. You know, if I love you, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to love the person I was loving before. It's like, well, no, we have unlimited amounts. So we need to spread it out. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, Ruben, on that note, years and years and years ago, more years than I want to remember, we were doing that thing called Amway. We went to a convention, and it was held in the convention center down in Florida.
I never heard of it. I'm too young, Mike.
Right.
They turned up all the lights, and they started up front and lit one candle from another. And it went through that place, and it lit up the auditorium with more light than there was when they turned the lights back on.
Very effective. We should do that in a live person-to-person ritual. Yeah.
Good.
Very effective.
I saw that done at very effectively and beautifully at Woodstock 99. Unfortunately, a bunch of people then set fires with them, but we won't go there. Prior to that, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people starting from a single flame, lighting candles together and forming the most magnificent dome of light you've ever seen.
Were you in Washington? Were you a walking?
Was I a what?
Devron, were you at Watkins Glen?
I have been into Watkins Glen many times, including a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not sure what you're referring to.
thought they were trying to reboot a Woodstock up there. If you, you know, it was earlier than 99.
Oh, I'm hoping they do a 50th anniversary. I've been to the 94 one and the 99 one. I'm hoping they do one for the 50th. It's a beautiful, beautiful event. Picture Starwood
yeah.
On a thousand levels.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be wonderful.
Well, the opportunities are ripe right now because people are coming out, coming together. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing I'm... Oh, okay. All right.
So does anybody have anything to add before we do our goodbyes?
No, other than...
I would just... Go ahead, Mike.
I'd like to do this more often. This being alienated out here on the West Coast, I deeply feel the love that's going around this circle right now.
Well,
that's
Mike, you're never alone. We're always right there with you.
We're with you.
Absolutely.
We're just separated by thousands of miles, but not really. Yeah.
Not
time and space are not boundaries to a true practitioner.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. There you go.
And we have.
I would just like to. Go ahead.
We do have this wonderful planetary consciousness that we're working on right now. So. It's an amazing, amazing tool and gift.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of light workers and practitioners and people who are really, really working now. So this is bringing about a lot of good in spite of
Absolutely.
The bad. Yeah. So stay optimistic, people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well... Then let us do our quarter goodbyes.
Okay.
Okay, so Mike, you want to start?
Yes. I call upon the watchtowers of the North, our Mother Earth. Thank you for our rebirth. Thank you for our birth. We bid you hail. Farewell.
Hey,
farewell.
Lynn, are you still with us?
She is not. I didn't think so. She and Nana dropped.
Okay, so
well,
West. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say I'll happily do that if you like.
Yeah.
Guardians of the West. Guardians of water, now in these times of change, lend us your powers, your energy. Thank you for joining us tonight, for flowing and drawing us together, flowing all around us, flowing through us, through ever-changing processes, ever-changing realities. Thank you for joining us this night. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Farewell.
I release and thank the watchtowers of the South, the element of fire, Saint Germain, and all the passions that burn within us. May they stay with us in a steady stream and light our path as we walk our journey. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Rick, from the East. From the east, then, oh my God, the breath of the garden of spices, all these have a savor of earth. The cone is cut with the infinite ray. The curve of hyperbolic life springs into being. Farther and farther we float, yet we are still in the chain of systems that is falling away. First falls the silly world, the world of the old gray land, falls it unthinkably far. With its sorrowful bearded face presiding over it, it fades to silence and woe, we to silence and bliss. And the face is the laughing face of Eros. Smiling, we greet him with the secret signs, and the East is honored.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Is Nana still with us?
He is not.
No. Okay. Then we'll go right on to Nick, Davron, and Rick. Goodbye to the goddess, God, and ancestors.
All right. Well, I thank Bridget, Cordelia, and Ostara for being our star goddesses today during this time of symbolic. And we thank you for your compassion and your love, that you are always with us. And we look forward to seeing you all in spring. Thank you for also lighting our journey. Blessings from the goddess.
Blessings, so mote it be.
Blessings from the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
We thank the eternal Lord of God, the God of earth and of wild places, for joining us tonight in our rites. We will feel your touch with our every step upon your world. With love and devotion, we walk this road together, and we walk this road with you. Hail and farewell.
Hail and
farewell.
Ancestors, we have called upon your knowledge. We have called upon your strength. We soar on your laughter. We fly to tomorrow on your dreams. You have been gentle with us, and we call on your strength. We have looked back. Now we look ahead. Thank you to the ancestors.
Thank you. Mike, you want to open it for us now?
Yes. And before I open the circle, let me say this to everyone that's here. May you all be at peace, and may you all be well. We give thanks to all within as we end, so shall we begin. The circle is now open and yet unbroken. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And thank you for that blessing.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Anybody has any info about anything happening soon or any way that they can be reached or anything? Now is the time.
I'll give my email address and my home phone number if anybody would like it.
Okay.
The email address is M. Fenwick, F as in Frank, ENWICK, 791@gmail.com.
Okay.
And the phone number is 703-791-4655.
Thank you,
703-791-4655. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I think I sent you a note, Davron.
Yeah.
I know Nick has something to say.
Sure,
yes.
You can find
spirit therapy
spirit
here.
Therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's spirittherapy.nyc. And I'm also on YouTube as Spirit Therapy NYC and on Instagram and Facebook. So, yeah, we post videos and daily card readings as often as I can get it out.
Excellent.
A little happiness. Yeah, check us out.
Okay. Pretty wonderful.
And if anyone's ever looking for...
Looking for what?
I was going to say, if anyone's ever looking for me, you can find me at newaeonchurch.org or at min@newaeonchurch.org.
Okay, wait. Okay. newaeonchurch.org, right?
That's right. Or admin@newaeonchurch.org would be my email.
Okay.
Got it.
And if you'd like to find me, I'm rick@averyvoice.com. Averyvoice.com.
Avery.
Thank you all so much. Avery. It's my little pun on every voice. I believe every voice has some truth for us.
Ah, okay. And you also have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called the Progressive News Network. Please feel invited. Check it out.
Yep. Yeah. And Gwen has a radio station where we all are right now, Here Be Monsters.
Yes.
Yep.
A wonderful station, I might add.
Yes.
We're playing around again, putting up some new stuff, and there is our consistent Sunday show with our progressive, conservative, radical roundtable of discussion and positive stuff gone on out
fun
there.
That's
right.
Hey, dig in. And there's Era Martifeo on Blog Talk Radio, which has a myriad of different shows.
Yeah.
Another phenomenal show.
Hey, earlier today, I had two of the people who are the originators of Starwood on talking about Starwood and Winter Star Ball. So, yeah, I'm pushing Starwood heavy this year. Well, I always do. But July 11th through 17th, if you can possibly make it.
I am
going
to do my
here.
Best to be there this year. I'm
looking for you. Yes, mm-hmm. we have a huge canopy thing, and we have our kitchen, and we'll feed whoever shows. So.
Well, if it's at all possible, I'll be there.
Okay. Mike may make it, too. So, hey.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
I've been working on Gwen.
My
Good night, friends.
Come on, Gwen.
Good night, Rick. If you
good
all
night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Blessings.
Everyone.
Blessings.
I'm going to end the show with trying to pay the bills here and do my own little commercial. So we'll boot her up and see how it plays. Thank you, everyone.
Outer devices, here we come. Blessings, everyone, and happy in bulk.
Happy in bulk.
Happy in bulk.
Pictures representing favorite moments of our ancestors to provide us the tools for the inner quest, the authentic moment, and to heal the Earth's mother. DaughtersDevices.com. Full sales is available too. If you just mention the show, you'll enjoy a free sample from our apothecary. Thank you, DaughtersDevices.com. Well, that's the show, I guess. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And we will post our next on-air ceremony, on-air ancestor ceremony, and whatever creativity my fellows come up with, and we'll let you know through the social networks. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry, and this is Hear Be Monsters Radio. This has been the In Bulk on-air ancestor ceremony.
Whoa.
Thank you for listening.